Welcome to Companion App. You're now listening to an audio version of an article about fasting and mental health. Is fasting good for mental health? Intermittent fasting is not just a way to lose weight or help lower high cholesterol, blood sugar, and blood pressure. Mental health and fasting are also highly related. So, can we say that fasting positively affects mental health? Let's find out how abstaining from food and caloric beverages for a certain period impacts your mental health. What exactly is fasting? Fasting isn't about randomly skipping meals. It's a mindful choice, often practiced in several structured ways. The most common method, intermittent fasting, involves fasting for 12 to 18 hours a day and eating during a 6 to 12 hour window. This usually means skipping breakfast, ending meals early in the evening, and avoiding snacks at night. The most common intermittent fasting plans include the October 14th and August 16th fasting plans. If you'd like to find out which fasting schedule is the best for you, get Fasting Companion and have your personalized fasting plan, along with all the tools you'll need on your fasting journey. What are the psychological benefits of fasting? The psychological effects of fasting on mental health can vary based on how long and how often you fast, and your overall lifestyle. While some people may experience increased anxiety or irritability while fasting, others experience improved mood and emotional well-being when fasting is managed properly as a lifestyle habit. Some studies back these findings up as well. It is also known that as your body adapts to fasting, side effects like mood swings and irritability fade away. The impact of fasting on psychology also depends on the type of fasting. Shorter periods, like December 12th, 14/10, or 16/18 fasting plans, might boost focus and clarity, whereas longer or more extreme fasting schedules with an 18-hour or longer fasting window, could lead to mood swings. These effects can, of course, vary according to your physiology and the level of experience with intermittent fasting. Fasting and mental clarity. Fasting is increasingly being linked to improved mental clarity. Many who practice intermittent fasting report feeling more focused and alert, especially during their fasting periods. One of the primary reasons fasting is linked to mental clarity is its ability to help regulate blood sugar levels and reduce inflammation. When fasting, the body often shifts from using glucose as its main energy source to relying on ketones, which are produced when glucose levels drop. This shift to ketones, known as ketosis, provides an alternative energy source for the brain, potentially enhancing cognitive functions like concentration, focus, and decision-making. Another reason why fasting and mental health are connected is the reduced inflammation often observed during fasting. Chronic inflammation has been associated with various health issues, including those that can impact brain function. By reducing inflammation, fasting may create a more conducive environment for brain health and mental clarity. Fasting and brain function. Research linking mental health and fasting to brain function is fascinating. Fasting promotes neurogenesis, the creation of new brain cells, and boosts brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, vital for learning, memory, and regulating mood. Plus, mental health and fasting are connected through changes in neurotransmitter levels, alterations in energy metabolism, and the activation of cellular repair processes like autophagy, which all contribute to improved cognitive functions and might protect against neurodegenerative diseases and, as a result, improve brain health. Can you do intermittent fasting if you have a mental illness? While the general benefits of mental health and fasting are promising for mood improvement and cognitive enhancement, fasting is not yet a recommended therapy for specific mental disorders such as anxiety or depression. The research in this area is still developing and lacks robust evidence to support fasting as a standalone treatment. Can intermittent fasting cause anxiety or depression? Research shows that fasting might enhance moods, increase vitality, and reduce stress, irritability, and even depression and anxiety. However, it's important to note that some research also indicates that short-term fasting could heighten feelings of depression, anxiety, anger, and irritability. These studies are relatively new and involve small groups of people. Despite these mixed signals, many folks report feeling mentally refreshed after fasting. But being cautious and consulting a medical professional, especially trained in the field of mental health, is advisable if you're considering starting intermittent fasting. How to practice intermittent fasting safely for mental health. For those interested in exploring intermittent fasting, starting slowly and consulting with a healthcare provider is crucial. It's important to stay hydrated and monitor for any negative symptoms such as dizziness or confusion. If you're a newcomer, gradually adjust your fasting and eating windows, and consume nutrient-rich foods during eating periods to support a healthy fasting experience. Who should avoid fasting? Not everyone should practice intermittent fasting. People with conditions like type 1 diabetes, those with eating disorders, pregnant women, and children are advised against fasting due to potential risks such as hypoglycemia and nutrient deficiencies. To sum up, while there are potential benefits of fasting on mental health, understanding its whole impact is still evolving. Many find it beneficial for their mental well-being, but it's best approached cautiously and under professional advice, especially if you have pre-existing health conditions.